Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Good morning, everyone. Or it could be the afternoon, or as I always say, it could be in the middle of the night. It just depends on where you're listening from in the world. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful every week that I get to have this opportunity to impart to you and share with you. And so blessings, blessings, blessings. I'm so excited about what God did this past weekend in New Boston, Texas, where I was ministering. Oh my goodness. It was such a holy presence of God, y'all. I can't even articulate in words. Sometimes, you know, it just seems like the words that we try to use to describe what it was like in the presence of God, in the presence of His glory, it seems like it just almost cheapens it in a way. But I really don't know, Blaine. And so this is actually where I was, is actually the first place that I have actually ministered outside of our church this year, and which I, you know, preach just about every week there. And so, you know, it's God's really been doing a lot. And sometimes when we've been in that holding place, and as I've shared with y'all throughout this year, you know, and just seeking the Lord and the Lord just doing what only, you know, He can do, and just going through the things I've gone through. I've shared testimonies with y'all, and back in the fall, being in this really deep place of repentance, just, you know, the Lord is so amazing. I'm just in awe. There was such a weighty presence of God, high octane, however you want to say, and I just kept, it was hard for me to talk a lot. Like right now, my eyes are watering and my nose is tingling up because I can feel the presence of God. It's like every time I start talking about how good He is and what He is doing, He just shows up. So, you know, any time today during the broadcast, podcast, radio program, whatever you want to call it, any time during this time, y'all, He's here. And if your heart is open, your spirit is yielded, something is going to happen. Because when we receive, when we just open our heart up and we yield our spirit to the Lord, Holy Spirit really begins to work in us and doing things in us. And when we walk away from a time like what we are having and, you know, will continue to have and what we have had, you know, it really just only in the days to come will you know and you will see things that are changed in your life, you know, that are different because of Holy Spirit working in you. And so you know, just keep an open heart and yield it. And, you know, it was just very, it was a very, very powerful time in the presence of the Lord. It was a small, intimate group of people, and but they were so hungry. And, you know, there's something about hunger. There always has been. God said in his word, he said, I'll feed the hungry and I'll fill the thirsty. So when we're thirsty with him, he fills us. And when we're hungry, he feeds us. And, you know, people were just hungry. And one lady, this was so precious. She had messaged me to let me know that she was going to bring, she said, you had no way of knowing this. She said, no one did. She said, no one knew this. And she said, but you prophesied over me last year. And she said, the word came to pass. And she said, I'm going to, I'll be at this meeting when you come. And if the opportunity permits me, I would, you know, like to share my testimony. She said, I'm going to bring, she said, I'm going to bring the word that you prophesied over me. And so, you know, when I was first reading that, I didn't have a clue what she was talking about. But it turns out that she brought a little baby boy with her. And his name is a precious, precious name, John Luke, a little man, little prophet of God. But what was so precious is that she said, you prophesied over me that God was going to do two miracles. And she said, but you also, she said, you blew on my stomach three times specifically. And she said, what you didn't know or anyone else, she said, in the last few years, she said, I had lost three babies. And, oh, my goodness, my heart. And she said, so my husband and I were wanting a baby so bad. And she said, after that happened, after you spoke that, prophesied that, she said, 6 weeks later, and I think that meeting that I did last year was in June. There is June the whatever. And she said, and on July the 30th, she said, I found out that I was pregnant. So hallelujah. I mean, praise the Lord for what God did. And that just blessed me so much. But you know, God is, he's so faithful. And he does give us the desire of our heart. And we never know when, you know, when he is going to show up and who he might show up through. And so, you know, this little podcast that I do times here lately, you know, we just celebrated 14 years. And, you know, God has just been so faithful. He's blessed so many of you. And, you know, he has, oh my goodness, he has, as I've prayed, he's answered those prayers on your behalf. He's fulfilled the prophecy sometimes when he allows me to prophesy over you. And, you know, in the word, so many of you at different times have said, this is exactly what I needed. Listen, I don't take it lightly at all. Doing this, it is truly, you know, a place of ministry, and it is truly, you know, God is moving so powerfully, and I'm just honored. And we are in a season. We are in a apostolic season, of course, an apostolic dispensation, but we're in a period of time where, for us on our schedule, you know, God is really bringing and wanting to not just have a visitation with us. You know, a lot of people are crying out for a visitation, but But God wants habitation. He wants a place of habitation with you and I. And so we have to keep on developing our relationship with him. And, you know, all the things that you go through, they are opportunities. Listen, they are opportunities for you to have access and to that deeper realm of the knowledge of him and, you know, just knowing him and the depth of his love. Love is what wins the war. In my little paragraph that the Lord gave me for today, for this particular little podcast, I mean, immediately it was kind of like picking up from last week. You know, I talked about the darkness, and I've talked about that a lot. It's covering the earth and the gross darkness. It's covering, you know, the people. And it's just becoming more and more evident to us that, yes, we are in the last days. And so as the Lord just opened up the scripture to me and I started writing it, he had me to, you know, Matthew 24. And, oh, goodness, y'all, I am so sorry. Y'all keep hearing that little ding. I'm getting text after text, and I don't know how to disconnect that from, you know, it's coming on my phone, but it's coming onto my laptop too. So I'm sorry about that. So hopefully y'all aren't even hearing it and I'm the only one hearing it. I don't know. But anyway, moving on. So you know, what we have to understand is that love always wins the war. And love is the greatest attribute that we can carry, that we can walk in. But not only is it a great attribute for us to walk in and to manifest in our lives every day, it's God. Love is God. God is love. God is the word. God is love. And so remember, the more of God's word that becomes life in us, because his words are our very life and spirit. So the more his word becomes life and spirit in us, the more the love of God is going to be in our hearts. And when we go through the things that we go through, and we go through those times of repenting and then, you know, forgiveness and asking God for forgiveness, because we begin to recognize more, the more of God's love that we encounter through his word and in his presence, the more aware we become of things in our life that is sin. And, you know, there's not little bitty sin, big sin, middle sin, or just, you know, it's sin is sin, period, except for the one sin that is the it is the worst sin. And it's only one thing, and that's blaspheming the Holy Ghost. But every other sin is just sin. And James said, when we know what is right and we don't do it, it is sin for us. So what might be sin for you may not be sin for me. And the reason why is because I don't have a conviction of truth from the Holy Ghost that I have the ability to see that that would be sin for me. Excuse me. So we cannot judge each other. And so let me see. Okay, so I have a couple of people that have their hand raised, and I will take your calls today in Soaping Point. So I will answer your call today. So you know, we have to know that we just have to keep pursuing and pressing to do what is right in alignment with the word of God, with the truth that we know. So now watch this. Okay, Jesus said in Matthew, he said to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after him. Wow. And we all know that scripture, but we have to keep on doing that throughout the remainder of our journey here on the earth. It's always going to be, you know, something that we're going to have to do. And sometimes that cross gets really heavy. And when darkness shows up, or when we discover gross darkness that has manifested in someone's life, you know, maybe it's a leader, maybe it's a pastor, a minister, maybe it's a worship leader, maybe it's your boss at work, maybe it's your best friend, or, you know, whatever. It can really shake us, and because we really weren't aware of that. You know, the Word of God says that many are going to be deceived in the last days. We're going to be, you know, deceived, and we don't want to be, we don't want to walk in deception. But when we stay in the Word, we develop discernment, and we have a clarity. We know what is of the soul and what is of the spirit. And as we read in Matthew 24, and I don't have my, oh, wait, I do too. Yay, it's right here. Okay, so let me get to Matthew in this translation Bible here. I love the Amplified. Sometimes it's just really, really amazing. Excuse me. And so, y'all, I'm so sorry. I just have a little bit of drainage today, but that's all it is. Okay, it says in chapter 24, and I'm going to read the King James, and I'll let you know when I'm going to read the scripture out of the Amplified. But it says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of the Olives, on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And the Amplified says, be careful that no one misleads you, deceiving you and leading you into error. And I could just, this may take us a couple of weeks because scripture text, this chapter is so powerful, and there's so much meaning in it and so much for us to learn. Because, listen, I've been there. I followed one time someone that I should not. I allowed someone to lead me that I should not, and it led me into a place of error. And but they're not to blame for it. This was like many, many years ago. They're not to blame for it. You know, I got into that even though my spirit wasn't fairly. But Jesus is saying, be careful. Don't let anyone mislead you or deceive you or lead you into error. In any relationship that you're in, y'all, when you get into error, that is not the right relationship for you to be in. And that can come through, you know, just a single or like on a corporate in a church, you know, setting level with the church. Said it can happen, and it does happen. And the thing is that Jesus, verse 5, he says, for many will come in on the strength of my name, appropriating the name that belongs to me, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. The King James says, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. So that's going to happen. And then verse 6 says, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened or troubled, for this must take place, but it is not yet the end. The end is not yet. Okay? The end is not yet. When the wars come and rumors of wars. And he said, see that you be not troubled. You can't be all troubled and freaking out about all these things that are happening. You know, the wars. I mean, there's wars in families. There's wars in nations. There's wars, you know, that can happen between corporate businesses in the marketplace. There's many wars. It says there's rumors of wars and wars that will break out everywhere. And, you know, of course, on a national level, and we're seeing that, you know, with Israel and even Russia and China, Korea. I mean, where justice is being unveiled. And but he said, don't allow. Don't be troubled. Just, he says, see that you're not troubled. And then it goes on to say, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. We're seeing this happen. In verse 8 it says, all these things are the beginning of the sorrows. And what that means is, and the Amplified just says it so clearly, says all of this is but the beginning, the early pains of the birth pangs of the intolerable anguish. Wow. And so, and then he says, and then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Says they'll hand you over, the Amplified says they'll hand you over to suffer affliction and tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Now, I'm going to stop right there today because I want to take the calls. Oh, there just went one call. The thing about it is that, you know, we cannot walk in fear. And so the perfect love of God, it casts out all fear. If you're walking in the Word, you will walk in the perfect love of God. And so in this scripture text, you know, it's talking about nations, but nations represent people. And so, you know, there are gangs that are fighting against authority. And, you know, and things have happened this, you know, since 2020. I mean, this decade has been a hard decade. But at the same time, it's been the greatest time for us as believers, because all of the darkness that we've seen and we continue to see, and the gross darkness that is covering more and more people and is being revealed, is letting us know that we are in a place where God can really manifest in and through us to others who he is. Wow. And so there's nothing to be afraid of. Don't be frightened or afraid. Don't be troubled by it. And when you're walking in that perfect love of God, you will have a peace that passes all understanding, and you will be joyful, and people are going to think you're crazy. They're going to think you don't care. They're going to think you're in denial, blah, 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 blah. Just let them think whatever. You have to keep your eyes set upon him. Keep your affections set high upon him. Keep seeing yourself seated in heavenly places, and that is where you live from, you pray from, is your position with him, not the condition that you might be in right now regarding your circumstances. It's temporary. And so, yeah, this is part one. And we may go a couple more weeks, up until, we'll just have to see. We may just go next week. We may be able to end that. But listen, we are in a Passover season right now, which actually began on the night of the 22nd and is going through seven to eight days. And, God is just bringing us out of a place of bondage in so many ways. And we just need to thank him and be grateful for that, that he keeps hearing us as we seek the Lord. Part of the song that Elevation does, Brandon Lake sings, trusting in God, trust in God. It's part of that is I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. God is answering us. So be encouraged. And again, this is part one of this little series right here. But we just need to understand, as I said last week, actually this could be part two from coming from last week. We need to understand where we're at right now as walking as the ecclesia, as the body of Christ, and how do we survive, but not only survive, but how do we thrive in this time when darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness is covering people. So I pray this has been a little bit of encouragement to you today. And again, we will pick up next week. And I'm going to pray for you in just a minute. I'm going to pray for everybody corporately that's listening. But I am going to take this call today. Let's see. It is area code 610. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Shalom, Apostle Diane. This is Lisa Raquel, and I spoke to you. I'm from Pennsylvania, and I spoke to you months ago. You called me by accident, but it was a God setup, and it was when you were looking for the gentleman from Florida. And I had spoken to you about my son.
Yeah.
Do you remember now? Okay. Well, I still need prayer for that, but that's not excuse me?
Yeah, I totally recognize your name. Yeah, I would have just known I would have known who you were just by saying your name. Because
okay,
I remember.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
Yes,
I've talked to so many people. You know, so. Okay, so this message goes on.
Thing.
Amen. Amen.
It's
amen. I know
thing.
That's right. It is, because this message is just what I need. So,
praise God.
So this is what I'm dealing with that I would like prayer for and maybe some prophetic counsel or strategy. I'm a prophetic intercessor, and I have a very strong gift. Lately, it's been kicked up a notch, and I'm not sure what's going on with discerning of spirits. So I am picking up so much with darkness, and it's attacking me. It's such a long story, so I'm not going to get into all of it, but it's severe, severe warfare activity going on. And I actually am also getting attacked, of course, from the ones that I'm interceding for and loved ones that are captive. They're hosts. They're actually hosts right now of the evil one. So what's happening is you say, and it's true, love is the highest form of the weapon, right? And what happens is when I get attacked, I get offended, and then I only see the evil. So it's like it's hard for me to separate the host, the person who's operating in the evil. It's like
okay.
I believe fear gets in there, you know, because it's like evil danger zone. Like my trauma response is operating, and I want to be able to override from the court of heaven, from the like you said, the ecclesia, from seating at the right hand you know, and it not affects me.
Let's not get too far past. I think I know where you're coming from and what you're asking prayer for. So I don't want to cut you off, but I want to keep our time. And I understand what you're saying. There's a couple of key things here. So, okay, so if you're yielded, and when I say you're, I'm not just talking to you, Lisa, but everybody listening, when you're yielded, you know, to the Holy Spirit and you're in the Word of God, you know, your discernment level is going to increase, but you have to learn what to do with that discernment. And, you know, and with that discernment, and is this something that I need to speak, or is this something that I need to pray about? And so, you know, when you said that you were offended, that you would get offended, what you have to do, you know, as you're discerning the attack comes, you're, you know, interceding for those that you love, that you know, and I'm sure others, but the key thing you said is, you know, you say, then I get offended. So what you have to do, Lisa, and anyone else that is listening, and you can relate to where Lisa's at, you're like, oh, yeah, that's me. That's where I walk to. So, and that's what's happening to me. So what you have to do is you have to stop and, you know, the being offended, you have to find out what is in your heart that you need to adjust in your heart, because offenses come because not because of how people respond to us or what they say, how they treat us, or, you know, what they do, but they come when someone does something or says something, and it's because of what's in our heart. And I know when I first learned this, like, I mean, decades ago, it didn't seem right because I was like, okay, they're the one that's talking ugly. They're the one that's doing something wrong. But I shouldn't be, you know, I should not be getting hurt by it and then, you know, having this big ordeal and getting into this place of self where I'm focused on because I got offended by it. So offenses come, they have to, because the Bible says so first, that offenses will come, but it's so that we can grow. It's so that we can grow up more in the love of God. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to clarify just a little bit, because I understand what you're saying, and I just want to clarify what I mean by offense. I'm talking about when I'm dealing with the demonic coming at me. Like, it's literally affecting me. Like, when someone is in full-on under the influence of the enemy, like in a possession state, not just, like, you know, manifesting in the flesh,
right,
and, you know, some demonic. I'm talking about, this is high-level stuff. Like, I even had, like, a coven astral project me, like, all kinds of craziness,
yeah,
that kind of level.
Yeah.
I'm being affected. I'm being offended, and I want to not be in that place. I want to have love so it doesn't affect me. You know, like when the
okay,
evil is like coming at me and attacking me, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like that,
yes.
That's what I mean. I'm getting offended. Like it's hurting me.
Yeah. Yeah. We will have to talk about this later on because
okay,
it's too much.
Okay. Thank you.
It's just too much, but what, you know, what I will tell you, and just connect with me, you know, and I think I have your number. Oh, yeah, here it is right here. But just, you know, connect with me and remind me. But this is, you know, just for everyone, as, you know, we're going to come through this attack when we're doing what, you know, what we're supposed to be doing and what is affecting the kingdom of God, but it's affecting the enemy. These things are going to happen, and you will get to a place, Lisa, where you will overcome. And but it's,
amen,
it's a sign. It's a sign to you, okay, that you're on the right track. Okay.
Okay.
And anyone
I receive
listening,
that. And I want to walk in love.
But,
I do.
Yes. I will help you. You know, we'll, like I said, disconnect with me. And this may be something that I may, after what I'm doing right now, and just may teach on this, because there's going to be more and more believers, you know, in that same place that you are in. It's part of the journey, and it's you can't really escape it if you're, you know, walking in obedience to the Lord. It's just part of it. But you will get to a place, and if you said something too. It's like, and this is in my book that I'm writing, because, you know, a lot of people don't know what astral projection is. They don't have a clue what that is. And, like, anyway, so I'm writing a book about deliverance and demons. And anyway, and so it's
awesome.
It's a pretty deep. I know.
So
it will bless
thank
you.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Oh, wow. I'm so, thank you, God. Thank you.
Bless a lot of people, because I've been dealing with all of this stuff for many, many decades. And I'm talking about four decades anyway. So anyway, but the show's already ended about 10 minutes ago. But anyway, just connect with me. But let me just pray over you right now, for right now. And so, Father, thank you for Lisa. Father, thank you for her heart. Thank you for her, just her walk with you. Father, that she desires to stay in that spirit of love, that she desires to walk in your power and to continually manifest your presence to others. Father, thank you that you have raised her up. You have called her for such a time as this to be a part of what is happening in the ecclesia, in the body of Christ, and in tearing down the devil's kingdom and building up your kingdom here in the earth. So, Father, I ask you just to surround her with your peace. Father, let that peace for her and surround her. And, Father, thank you that even in the night hours that you would cradle her, because she's your daughter, and that she would even feel her head laying on your breast, that she would be so aware of you and that you are love and of your love towards her. And so, Father, thank you for moving on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Ooh. Amen. Thank you so much. Bless
Praise
you.
The-
Bless you.
Oh, you're welcome, Lisa. We'll hook up.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. God is so good. And I know many of you could relate to that. And, you know, I'm trying to steadily work on, you know, on my book. And I've just, you know, really honestly have struggled with it for a long time because, you know, yeah, I've walked some places. and I'm grateful, you know, I'm grateful to the Lord. When it comes to the demonic realm, it's, you know, that is the spirit realm. And demons are real, but y'all, we have authority. You know, we have the power. And I just remember back in the 90s, in the early 90s, literally, you know, I remember my husband would be freaking out at times, and he'd be like, I'm sharing so much about demons and stuff, but they, you know, they manifest everywhere I go. So he's not like that today, y'all. That was a long time ago. But you know, you just don't hear much about that, and we have to become very discerning in this hour. So, okay, let me pray for you, because y'all, it's this is over, and if you hang up right now, you won't be able to get back in. But I do want to pray for you, and then I'll be back with you again next week. So, Father, we just thank you right now. First of all, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father, that we can enter boldly into your throne room, just like we have today. Father, we can ask for help in a time of need, but we can come into your very living room, into that throne room, to spend time in your presence and with each other. Father, thank you how you are just moving a direction of being just filled, totally filled with your power, with your presence, with your spirit. Father, I ask you to just fill, give every person that's listening today or whenever they're listening, Father, give them a fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit. Give them a fresh infilling of your spirit today. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, that even though darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness is covering people, Father, I thank you that there's a remnant, that there's many, many of us in the ecclesia that we are arising. You said to arise and shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. So, Father, thank you that the glory of the Lord has risen upon us and that men and women are going to come to the rising of your glory that is upon us. Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And, Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in your Son's most holy name, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is so good. And before I forget, real quick, too, I just want to invite any of you who are in the Houston area. I'll be at the Extreme Worship Center on Saturday. I think she said I'll be ministering around 1:30 to 2 in the afternoon, and then I'll be closing out the conference that evening. And it starts, I think, at 7, but you can go to my page on Facebook, and you can get the information. And the host is Anita Murillo. And so you could go to her page as well and get the information. It's an all-day thing. It's like a 12-hour thing. So it's going to be powerful. It's going to be awesome. I'm expecting such amazing things to happen. So if you're able to come, please do. I know it's going to be very pivotal. I even wrote this. It's going to be a very pivotal moment for those. So I started out this podcast today whose heart is open and whose spirit is yielded to God. It's going to be life-changing. So anyway, I love you. I speak blessings over each and every one of you. Live daily with a heart of thanksgiving and be that house of prayer that God has called you to be. He said that you were. Jesus said in Luke, my house is a house of prayer. So live with a heart of thanksgiving and prayer and go forth in God's glory. And until next week on the May 1st, it's going to be the first day of May. Oh my goodness. May the 1st. I love each and every one of you, and I bless you. Okay, bye-bye.